Hi, I'm Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, hello. So good to be here with you today for another wonderful reading. Thank you so much for being on this journey and really just exploring all that there is in this life, that we're so much more than we have been taught that our reality supports, and this ability within ourselves to really, really go deep and get to know ourselves. So thank you. So Melanie is here today, and she has been a counselor and therapist for decades. And she is embarking on a new endeavor into the online world, which so many of us know and are familiar with. And she is interested in exploring what is blocking her financially as she moves into this new phase of her work and her life. So what we explore and what we look at are our callings and how when they come to us that we just have to answer, even if it feels frightening. It's just, there is no way to say no. We talk about and look at healing past lives and the wounding that is connected to all women and us speaking our truth and us being in our power and doing what we came here to do. We look at how we are here to learn what we are teaching, that it's not just for others, but the wisdom that we hold is also for ourselves. And we talk about activating our interconnectedness by meeting in person. There's such a push and presence in the online world since COVID, and it really is a beautiful gift because for so many of us, we've had the ability to grow our businesses to a different level because of the reach that online and Zoom and all the different platforms offer. And yet, it is so important for us to remember that as women, we are designed to sit in circle together. We are designed to hold each other's hands, to cry on each other's shoulders. There's a magic that happens within us, within our womb, within our whole being, when we are together. This is what was taken from us. This is the new way we live, so separate from each other, so unsupported by each other. And this is what we are here to take back. This is the part that we are here to change. And a big way that we do that is by physically being together, seeing each other eyeball to eyeball and heart to heart. So I encourage you, if you are only online, pause and ask yourself, is there a way to nurture this other part of me? Is there a way for me to connect more deeply with the people in my circle? And I know the men that are listening that this way that I've been speaking seems a little more directed at women, yet this is for you too. We need you. We're powerful and we create life, but we need you. We cannot do it by ourselves. And so we're in this wild ride together. And it's just as important for men to come together and really remember the truth. They're also affected by this structure that we live inside. And if we're going to make a difference, and if we're going to change the world, that we have to do it together. So thank you for making a difference. I love you. Hi, Melanie. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm more as a counselor for over 25 years, and I've gone into an online presence, which is totally new for me. And it was more like looking into being able to reach the women that I want to reach, which is in helping them to become all that they can be and in their relationships. And with that includes around anything that's blocking me, maybe in a form of financial, as of course, I still need to earn a living. And this is a new avenue for me. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Thank you. The image that you're showing me is a zipper and it's sideways, so horizontal. And as you're talking, the zipper is opening and I see it as these two worlds sort of coming apart, right? The solid foundation that you've built your career on, your life purpose and work, and all the people that you've helped. And then there's this newer endeavor, this newer calling that is speaking to you. It's in the upper part of the zipper and the two worlds are separating. It's like the zipper is opening and it's pausing. It's waiting to see what's going to happen with this recreation. So as I focus on the upper zipper, the upper part of the zipper, it's sort of flailing around in the wind. And my question for you is from this image, how are you using the incredible foundation that you've created to support this new pathway?
I'm not sure, but I know intuitively what I need to do is stay grounded, very centered and very grounded. Because when you speak of the zipper, I'm getting a sense of something more ethereal, which is kind of connecting people out in the internet world. That's kind of the vision that I'm getting, the sense that I'm getting is staying grounded, is trying to just stay really, I don't have a problem with that, but just maintaining some groundedness.
Yeah, no, I'm taking what you're saying and I appreciate your input. It's a co-created space. So what are you doing to stay grounded? Like, what does that mean to you?
Walking in nature, meditation, breathing, deep breathing. Of course, consciously aware of my body, eating good food, and just being present.
Mm-hmm. What is your reason? What's your why of shifting gears at this point?
I felt very called to. I took a hiatus after 25 years of working with women and men too, but primarily women and working with them. And I got a little bit burnt out. So I took a hiatus and I moved into another business to support my son. And it grew really well. And I got to actually play with my creative side. And then I just simply kind of got called back to it in a very profound way. It's like, I've got it. It's always been a part of me is to get, I can say, back out there and do what I love to do and what I really want to do.
Why the shift from in-person and retreats that you were sharing to being online?
I think I can reach more women. That was my feeling. And I guess I didn't want to tie up a lot of my own time in a sense, like I could reach more women and do more online workshops that would be less time constraint for myself, given, of course, my age and my partner's age and just our lifestyle. I wanted more freedom with that rather than being tied into a 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm. Do you love being online?
I haven't had a chance to really get online to do it. It's new to me. It's a very strange way of doing it, but I think I'm getting the hang of it. And I think so. I'm just trying to reach as many people as I can, as many women as I can. It's new to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the word that's coming in is resourced. And so I get the sense that there is, like, what you created before, there's usable information in that. Like, are you taking some of what you've already created and done and just moving it online? Or are you looking to just be something very different online?
No, I think I'm taking what I've done and moved it online. However, there's an element of being a little bit different, which I'm trying. I think that's that little bit of shyness of being so out there online with not necessarily connecting to a human in front of me. So there's that little bit of a, I can see where there's that little bit of difference of trying to be something a little bit more than what I normally am when I'm in front of a group of people.
Yeah. No, I get that. What are some of those sticky places, or what is in that space that feels different and maybe somewhat uncomfortable in that shifting?
I think there's a vulnerability and there's an element of sort of exposure and not sure who I'm exposing. It's a little different. There's a vulnerability and a little bit of an exposure, I would say, not knowing who is out there that I'm reaching.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, right? When we're just here, you and me, we're face to face, we're vulnerable with each other. And then we go into that space where, okay, I'm going to be vulnerable, but I don't know what the other person's doing because I can't see them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a part of me that overrides it and says it doesn't really matter. And then there's, of course, there's that part that's sort of like a little bit of a dualism going on. There's that part that's a little bit, ooh, I don't know who's on the other side. So there's that part that's there too.
Why is it important to you that you know who's on the other side?
Oh, it's funny. When you ask that question, I don't think it's important to me. I don't think it's important to me. And yet I still seem to have that little bit of a resistance to totally opening the door. Yeah. And it's so funny because there's a part of me, I don't feel that it's important to me. Like I'm willing to risk and I'm willing to jump in and I'm willing to just go for it. And yet there's just, I don't know where that part comes from or whatever, but there's just that little bit of, whoa, I don't know. It feels very ancient to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're very wise. You're very self-explored. What do you know about that resistance already?
I think it's very old. And I think it comes from many, many lifetimes ago. Like many, many lifetimes ago. And I think maybe somewhere I maybe stood up and said something or did something and it wasn't accepted correctly. It almost feels like it might have brought me a lot of pain or even death.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So many of us women hold that in our architecture.
Yeah. And I think that's what I'm tuning into. And that's where that resistance comes in because I can feel all the stuff behind me as I move forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want to do about that?
I want to bust through it. I'm not one to, as much as I feel it, I've got to move through it, not just for myself, but for humanity, for all the women, for everyone. It's not just for me.
Mm-hmm. Too open to trying a little thought exercise?
Sure.
So if you think about that part, that resistance, you seem quite connected to, it's a past life, somewhere where you were harmed for helping others and speaking your truth. And if you were to reach through time and space and imagine that version of you, can you see her, see him?
I think it's a her.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I think it's a him. I think I've done this multiple times.
Very, very possible.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the one that's pulling the most is a her.
Okay. So what do you think as you see her there? Maybe she's bound. Maybe she's burning. Maybe she's in prison.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. What does she need to hear from you to make it okay for her? For her to know, for her to remember who she is.
The words that just keep coming up, that it's worth it. Like, it's okay. That's what I get. Like, it's not in vain.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you speak those words to her?
It's confusion. And it feels like there's, I go through the confusion and there's a softness.
What does that softness tell you?
Acceptance.
Acceptance for what?
That it was not in vain and it was okay. Because I think it was felt like there was a lot of energy stuck in misunderstanding and not understanding. Like, why?
Yeah. Does she have anything she wants to share with you on the other side of this?
I just get this feeling of comfort.
What feels good for you to do to include her, to bring this softness, to bring this acceptance, to bring her understanding home to you today?
For me, I think it's let go of the fear of the anticipation of the, oh, it's also a lot of, what's the word? Ooh, letting go, just same thing. It's just accepting and letting go. It's almost, it almost feels like the willingness to be a sacrifice. It's a weird thing that's coming up for me, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah, and sacrifice is a word that I love to use in conjunction with devotion, because we're not just sacrificing for the sake of sacrificing or in vain, or we're sacrificing to be closer to the things that we're in devotion to. We're sacrificing what's not working to have space for all that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that it could be valuable for you to bring her home to your heart in this life, if that feels correct for you. And maybe that's you reach out your hand to her and pull her through time and space. Maybe she lunges and jumps through the stars. Maybe she burns into ashes in the fire and you collect them. Let that be however it is for you that feels most true. And you just let me know when you're done.
Okay. And she's in my heart.
Yeah. What do you notice that's different now?
Feels like there's an element of support. It's going to be easier.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not fragmented.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say the word, I'm not alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on aloneness, one of the ways I experience as being comfortable in our aloneness is when we are feeling like we're supported by ourselves, by spirit, by the divine, right? It's the sense of oneness and wholeness that creates comfortable aloneness rather than loneliness.
Right.
Yeah. How can I support you from here? Where would you like to take this?
I'd like to take it into opening through the door, I guess, into the future. I guess I'd like to take it into moving forward.
And how can I support you with that?
I think it's just a unity of women that are all calling all women in a sense. And it's not just about women, not including men, but just sort of like, I really feel that women can rise up and claim their authenticity, their self-empowerment, and not in a dualistic way against something, but just to rise up into their own as much as I am, and to support all the women. And I think you're part of that too. And I feel that from you, that you also support that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big part of my heart.
Yeah. And it just feels as just a calling out. I don't know what it is. It's sort of like the image I get is standing on the edge of a cliff in a sense, or on the edge of this line or something, and calling all women to come forward.
The words I get are, who's ready to fly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if we circle back around to the looking at this abundance of and moving into this new online project, and we started with the zipper, where are you landing? Like, what are you taking away from this? What has changed? What's different?
I think what feels different is it's such a calling for me to do this, and to just, I guess it's an element of fear of the outcome. I don't even know if I can even use those words so much. It's sort of like just being able to move forward. There's a seeking of reassurance that it's all okay. And yet at the same breath, it's a calling. It's just what you need to do, what I need to do.
Yeah, I think when those callings are so strong like that, There is fear with them, right? Because they're big, they're new, they're like, they're oh my huge. Gosh, really?
Yeah, exactly. You want me to do what? That is so true. You know, like, whoa, but you can't resist it. Like, to go against it is just like, I can't. I don't know what to say. I just can't.
Yeah. What's helpful to remind myself when I feel that is that I would not be given this big assignment without the resources that I need to complete it.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't make sense. Like, that's not how the universe works. That's not how God is. Like, everything is here.
Yeah.
We're the ones that keep ourselves from it.
Yeah. Trust me, I know all this. But when you're all of a sudden faced it and it's like you're being called to stick your head in the lion's mouth, it's just like, are you serious? You know, sometimes that happens, you know, and I hear what you're saying, but it's so nice to hear that again. But yeah, it's just still stepping through that and just kind of like, okay, trusting and trusting and trusting and trusting some more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me inside that, what brings more trust, and I know this is in alignment with you because of the work you do, right? It's trusting me, trusting that I know what I'm doing, and that the deeper I go into my own resistance, my own fear, that's where the gifts lie. That's where what I'm looking for lives. And it gives me the courage, the trust to take the next step.
So true. Been doing this for so many years.
Yeah. And I love how that is true. And then someone else says something and you're like, I say that all the time, but I thank know. You for saying it because I needed exactly. to hear it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That is so true. It is just so true. Yeah. Because I would say it 1,000 times to 1,000 different women, you know, and then it's like, oh, now it's my turn. I need to hear this. It's so crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. We're here to learn what we teach as well.
Yes, very much so. I was always taught, as much as I am the speaker, I am also the first listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such great wisdom.
Yeah.
Well, does this feel like an okay place to land today?
Yeah, it really does. And it just feels really neat to connect with you. And you know, there's so many women out there that are all part of this. And it's just so neat to connect. And I think that's part of what I've missed too, having been in, you know, physically in those circles and working with other women at the same time doing this work is online. It's sort of a little bit of a solo adventure. Mm-hmm. For me, I didn't feel that. So it's so nice to connect with other women such as yourself who are doing this work as well.
Yeah, I feel that too with being online so much that I've actually started doing some in-person things in town because it is so nourishing. And my wonder is for you, if that, I don't know if you still are, but to incorporate some of it into your life, right? Like that feeding the heart of you do, that is important.
Yeah. And I haven't done it because I've been out of it for so long, you know, so I haven't done it. I just went straight into online. So I haven't had like the about workshops. I used to love doing big workshops and things like that. So yeah.
That feels like it could be in support, right? Like you do something in person and then it builds energy and those women are talking and they're also now part of your online community and then they're friends and there's this energy that feels like it's being created when you talk about those workshops that maybe they don't need to be as all-encompassing as they used to be because of this time that you want to create for yourself. But it does feel like there's a synergy, that there's a way, like it's bringing me back to that foundation where we started with asking about how is your previous work helping, supporting your new work, showing me that again. So that there's something in the presence, like real time with people, that can help give a foundation for this other new way of interacting that you're calling or being called to you, you know?
Yeah. 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 Something extremely nourishing. It's like way back in the days where women would all sit around and heal. Like it was all part of this healing circle. It would just connect and move and shift so beautifully. When you get a group together, it's beautiful to watch and to be part of.
Yeah, there's a magic in it for sure.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.